traveled almost everywhere, and I have found that there are essentially three categories of countries in the world today. In the first, people work all day and still don't have enough to eat. In the second, families are able to scrape together just enough food to meet their basic needs. In the third category of countries, diet books are bestsellers. Of course, the same distinctions also apply to the neighborhoods of Boston and Baltimore, and to the mountains of Appalachia and the American West. Confronted with this hard truth, some people simply shrug their shoulders and say that such inequality is too bad, but there's not anything that anybody can do about it. I say such unfairness is intolerable, and we each have a responsibility to change it. As the light on the hill, the Tufts community has always taken these responsibilities seriously, and today's graduates are no exception. Through protests and marches, you have made your voices heard on behalf of the voiceless. You have stood up on behalf of workers. You have spoken out against the scourge of sexual assault. You have made clear that Black lives matter, and you have pressed for action on climate change. With the assistance of institutions such as Tisch College, you have shown yourselves to be active citizens, and I'm proud that this commitment to public service was recognized when the Truman Scholarship Foundation, which I chair, named Tufts its honor institution last year. So there's an awful lot to congratulate you on today. But as I said earlier, I want to challenge you to do far, far more after you leave this wonderful place. For while there was time when you could say that you didn't know enough, today, armed with this extraordinary education, there can be no doubt that you can help produce enough food, build enough shelter, deliver enough medicine, and share enough knowledge to allow people everywhere to live better and more productive lives.